Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks edge higher now, extending the market gains from yesterday. Banks and tech companies are among the biggest gainers. Investors have their eye on the Fed, which is holding its two-day meeting of policymakers. Panel's expected to deliver an update on the Fed's view of the economy tomorrow. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is up 0.1%, up 2. Dow's up 0.1%, up 33. And the NASDAQ is a little changed, up 3. The 10-year's down 2/32. The yield 2.23%. West Texas Intermediate's down 0.3% at 49.74 a barrel, while COMEX Gold's up 0.1% at 13.12 even. The yen is at $1.1155, the euro $1.1975, and the pound $1.3513. Sprint and T-Mobile in preliminary deal talks since at least August agreed Deutsche Telekom would have control of a combination of the two companies, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter. Mobile operators are discussing a stock-for-stock merger. Let's see, Sprint's up, about 8% now? T-Mobile's up 4%. Those are the numbers we have. That's Bloomberg Business Flash. Bloomberg Markets continues with Lisa Abramowitz and Pim Fox.
Thank you, Greg Jarrett. We are broadcasting live from Carbonite's Investor Day at their international headquarters in downtown Boston. And, we're joined really by our host right now, Muhammad Ali. He is the president and the chief executive of Carbonite. Thank you very much for hosting us.
Thank you for being here.
Let's begin by just maybe outlining for people a bit of a strategy change on the part of Carbonite, because I can remember when it was focused almost exclusively on the consumer, back up your data and don't worry about it.
Right.
But there's been a shift. You bought some assets from Seagate. You purchased a company, I believe, earlier in the year, DoubleTake Software, mm-hmm. in order to kind of shift your strategy to move more into the enterprise. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. No, thank you for asking. Today is actually a big day here at Carbonite. We're using our Investor Day as an opportunity to really showcase the strategy that we've implemented over the last 3 years, which is a huge transformation for the company. As you pointed out, we used to be, and we still are, that reliable company that backs up your laptop. But today, we now actually have a portfolio that we have built, both organically and inorganically, that does what we call complete data protection. As you know, data is everywhere now. It's the most important asset. It's in the cloud. It's in a lot of different clouds. It's on-prem. It's on a whole bunch of operating systems. We're one of the very, very few companies now that can protect all that data, your whole IT system, regardless of where it is.
Mohammed, you previously were chief strategy officer at Hewlett-Packard. You've been at IBM. This is a smaller company, and I'm wondering, can you speak to the unique challenges being in a scrappier organization than, say, one of these legacy behemoth tech companies?
Sure. You know, I actually started out my career at a small company. It was called Adobe before it became a big company. And then I did an artificial intelligence startup. Today we call that a big data startup. So I love the small company. I love the scrappiness. Now, you know, when I got to IBM and to HP, one of the things that scrappiness was able to allow me to do is to help those companies transform, because it was very difficult for those companies to transform from within. And so I helped IBM transform into a software and services company, again, through a large number of divestitures and acquisitions to rebuild the portfolio. And then at HP, I led the project to split the company into various parts. Again, sort of that scrappy thinking, if the company is too big to really be successful, can you make the smaller part successful? So the scrappy thinking, as regardless of whether it's big company or small company, is really important. We have that scrappy thinking here at Carbonite, and that's why I think we've been able to, more than double the company in the last 2.5 years.
Does that scrappy attitude apply also to spending money on marketing? Because this is a competitive business, and yeah. As Lisa said, you are smaller than some of your competitors. I'm just going to preview maybe one of the questions you're going to get at your investor day, which is, you know, how much you're going to spend a lot of money on this. How are you going to afford all this?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been around for 12 years. We started out as one of the very first companies that advertised on radio, software companies that advertise in radio. And we have learned through a tremendous amount of data and analytics how to best deploy that money. And so 12 years later, we can, you know, we have an extremely advanced business intelligence team that uses some of those artificial intelligence techniques that I've talked about, you know, just a little while ago, to determine how to best place that money and make it return in the most efficient way.
You know, one thing that we hear again and again from a variety of chief executive officers is how difficult it is to hire talent right now. That, you know, that the job market is incredibly tight, particularly in certain areas. And I'm wondering, you know, clearly based on the clear love of Star Wars in your offices, you know, there is a certain culture here. But I'm wondering on a broader level how concerned you are about sort of bigger U.S. policies like the H-1B visa policy and whether you view that potentially affecting your business.
Oh, very concerned. And it certainly affects our business. But, you know, if you think about America, America was really built on this you know, incredible combination of domestic talent and immigrant talent. I mean, not just for the last few years, but for 200 years. You know, I walked in the office this morning and I got this beautiful card with this long letter inside from one of our employees. And I'm just going to read one paragraph. And she came from China. It was 4 years ago that I decided to come to the United States to pursue my MBA because I believe that if I work hard towards a clear goal, anything is possible. And I found that with the right attitude and inspirational leadership, such dreams can come true. Now, we didn't hire her because she's from China. We hired her because she was globally the best candidate for the job. That's what makes American companies strong. We're able to hire the best, and we're able to innovate better than anyone else. If somehow, all of a sudden, that is curtailed or these people go elsewhere, we have a problem here. And if you think about the fact that over 50% of Fortune 500 companies here in Massachusetts were started by an immigrant or a child of an immigrant, if we no longer have those people, it's going to affect our economy.
You know, earlier we were speaking with your chief evangelist, Norman Guardagno.
That's great.
And yes, and we were talking about the cyber threats and cyber attacks, because, of course, these are in the headlines in the news.
Of course, Equifax.
Indeed, I want to get your thoughts on that. And what do you believe will happen as a result?
Well, unfortunately, I think we live in an era where more and more of these things are going to happen. And what Carbonite does is it allows you to bring your business back to life after you've been either attacked by one of these cyber crime situation, whether it's ransomware, whether you've been hit by Hurricane Irma, whatever the situation. Carbonite will bring your company back to life. Now, you still have to clean up afterwards, as Equifax will have to do. But, unfortunately, there are just so many of these cyber weapons out there now, developed either by industry or by cyber criminals or governments, and they're being leaked. So I think we are in actually a very complicated time here.
Well, I'd love to wrap my head around what that means to bring the business back. Does it mean restoring the data? Does it mean putting new encryptions in to prevent another attack? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so first and foremost, it's about resurrecting the business. So if you get hit by a tornado or a hurricane, as was the case just recently, we have a customer who called us right before this hurricane was about to hit the island, the Caribbean, and said, we need you to back up our system so that if we no longer have a hotel there, at least from home, we have everything, we can resurrect this, maybe not in that computer environment, maybe in your cloud, and that's something we can do. We could spin up your entire IT environment in our cloud and have you run as long as you need to in our cloud to keep going. Airlines, for example, use us to ensure high availability. So if their systems go down, they fail over to our systems and they keep running. Now, in terms of preventive aspects, right, we also provide some level of security. But at the end of the day, you're most likely going to get hit.
Muhammad Ali, thank you so much. Muhammad Ali, President and Chief Executive Officer of Carbonite, based in Boston. Coming up, politics, policy, and power with Amy Morris and Peter Barnes. They're going to go over the UN speech as well as other repeals of the health care bill. This is Bloomberg.